Alexander, okay, very, very well done. A couple of great goals from yourself and a fantastic team performance.
Yeah, no, obviously a team performance, and probably most importantly, it's our first clean sheet of the season, and what a place to come and get it.
Yeah, that's the biggest surprise. It's the way Stanley football works. You'll know that more than I do, that no clean sheet this season, come to a team that hasn't drawn a blank this season.
Yeah, no, we said it before the game, if we can come here, what a boost of confidence that would be. You know, 11 goals in their last two games, and to come here and get our first clean sheet just shows the standard we've set ourselves now, you know, so we have to really kick on from here.
It was a great performance all round. I mean, let's say it wasn't like you were fortunate in any way. I mean, from the start, you just looked, just maybe wanted a little bit more than them, and you withstood what pressure they threw at you.
No, we haven't probably been getting a rubber green so far this season, you know, but we keep plugging away, and if we keep playing that way, then we're going to win more games than we lose, it's without doubt. You know, last week we was unlucky, disappointed, but come off the pitch knowing we probably should have won that game, you know, but we didn't, and today we've turned up and things have gone for us, so happy days.
And for yourself, I mean, that first goal, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people drooling over that when they see it tonight. But it was a great ball over from Billy Clark, and you just peeled away from your man, didn't you?
Yeah, just pulled off. Bill's obviously put it on a plate, to be fair. I thought Gabby was going to, Zakawani was going to head it, you know, and get a touch for it. But I thought, why not go for it, you know? I've swung and he's missed it, and it's hit my right foot and flown in.
Yeah, could you believe how well he hit that?
No, to be honest, it's one of them. If he gets a touch on it, my leg goes in the stand, you know. But it's lucky enough the ball hit it and the ball flew in. But it's obviously nice. So great ball from Billy, and even for the second one, great ball from Nicky as well. So a lot of credit goes to them.
Yeah, second was a classic breakaway goal, wasn't it? And we're still 25 minutes to go, but you could just feel, you know, the I don't know if you felt the pressure relief, but you certainly feel the disappointment around the ground because they'd had a bit of pressure, and it was a great finish.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we're playing at Peterborough away. We're expected to come under a little bit of pressure, and obviously their first half wasn't up to scratch, so they was always going to come out and pile it on us, you know, and we knew what we had to do, but we've got players there what play for the counter-attack, you know, Nicky Adams, Billy, Jaws, you know, they're magnificent on the counter-attack, and magnificent goal.
And from your own perspective as well, I mean, you've started the last two games, and we've said before, but obviously last season you were out on loan, but the manager's picking you, and you're certainly playing that faith.
No, as I said, I went out on loan at the end of the season. A lot of people were asking where I'm going to be, what's going on, but I had a contract at Crawley, you know, I'm here. I'm not just going to come here and sit by and think, let it pass me by and not try and get in the team. I've obviously got to try and catch the gaffer's eye, you know, and obviously we've got four strikers here, and if I can help any of them in the way I can, I'm obviously getting older now, do you know what I mean? So it's one of them. If I can help them in any way, then hopefully I can, but obviously I want to be playing as well. If I'm not, I'm going to be disappointed, but we just have to battle on and try and get that shirt back if I lose it.
Yeah, because Emil Sinclair's just joined the club. But do you know much about him?
No, do you know what? He's a lovely lad. He can sing. He sung last night, so that was good. But we're a good bunch of lads, you know, and there's a good dressing room, so he's welcome straight in that dressing room, and we'll all work together to make each other better and get results together.
Of course, great competition up front. As you mentioned, you've got four strikers, and you all seem to bring a little something different as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. Obviously, Gaffer, he's brought in a few, you know, and as I said, it's competition for places, and whoever's on the pitch, if they're doing the stuff, they keep the shirt, as he's said before, you know, so hopefully that continue. But as I said, whoever's in the team, we want each other to do well because we want to achieve as a team.
Gillingham next, at the start of three home games out of four. Obviously, it won't be easy there, but they've just come up, so they've sort of got that momentum.
No game's easy in this league, as we've seen, you know, but we don't need to fear anyone. We've just gone to Wolves, we've gone to Peterborough, you know, and put in two great performances, and we've set our level now, and we're not going to let that drop, hopefully, you know, but obviously there'll be blips along the way, but we've set our standards now, and we have to take that in, whether it's Wolves away, Peterborough away, Gillingham at home, Gillingham away, you know, we have to take it in and be professional.
As I say, yeah, Gillingham, they've come up this season. Do you know the manager, Martinelli? Must have come across him a few times.
Played against him a few times. I don't know him personally, but interesting character, you know, so it should be a good game.
And of course, playing at home, I mean, you lost your last home game to Rotherham. That seems a while ago now, after back-to-back away games. You must be itching to sort of get out in front of your home fans again.
No, definitely. Obviously, the fans today, as I said a minute ago, they was fantastic. They didn't stop singing from start to finish, so hopefully at home we can turn that to similar at home, you know, if they can make noise and play that 12th man role, then fantastic, and just get behind the lads. As I said, we're going to make mistakes, there's obviously going to be moans and groans on the way, but if they stick with us, we are trying to play the right way, and you've seen that today, so hopefully we can pick up a few results and make it hard to teams to come to us at home.
Yeah, definitely. The quality of football this season has been excellent, hasn't it? Final third, as you said earlier, might not have had the rub of the green all the time, but it's certainly been pleasing on the eye.
No, exactly. Obviously, a couple of results haven't gone our way, but we're not going to change. Gaffer won't change his philosophy. He wants to play football, and that's what he's installing in us, and it's starting to show.
And just finally, again, on yourself, as you say, not getting any older, but sorry, not getting any younger, but you've obviously got a part to play. How many games can you play this season?
Everyone. Nah, you know, it's one of them, it's how I'm feeling, you know, they've said all along, it's how I'm feeling. If I could stay fresh, I was probably a little bit burnt out last year, because we didn't have that, we weren't that strong in the forward department. We had there was only probably two of us, you know, me and Bill and...